So it's fantastic. I want to do now, I want to introduce an industry expert who knows everything there is to know probably about application lifecycle management, and certainly an area within that called lab management I mentioned earlier. Teresa Landowitz from Vogue is a tweeter, an analyst, and just frankly an expert in just all kinds of things in application lifecycle management. Let's invite Teresa up on stage. Teresa.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you. Well, I wanted to spend a little bit of time asking you, because you are the expert here, a little bit about lab management, because that's an area that, you know, we are innovating in, and it's an area where you're kind of a recognized expert. What's so interesting about lab management? Why such a big deal?
Well, let's start with a really good working definition of what virtual lab management is. So virtual lab management is really the ability for anyone to get an on-demand environment of any environment that they need at any time without having to wait for the provisioning of hardware or for any type of physical setup from anybody who might have to give you that environment. So it's getting that environment on demand when you need it, where you need it, as quickly as possible without provisioning. And if you think about virtual lab management, what virtual lab management has really done is it is the most revolutionary productization of technology since the IDE. And I think everybody in this room really benefits from the IDE, right? So if you think about how revolutionary the IDE has been for you, virtual lab management is going to have that same profound impact for you in terms of what you're able to do with development and testing, communication, and collaboration. And virtual lab management is built with virtualization technology. Virtualization technology, hands down, is the defining technology of the 21st century. And it really solves some of those most egregious problems that the line of business encounters, as well as the development, the testing, and the operations organizations. From the line of business perspective, what virtual lab management really does is it says, okay, we can really do more with less because I can now deliver on that need to lower my capital expenditures. And from a development, testing, and operations perspective, it really shatters those silos that have been created and really enhances and helps communication flourish. So from an operations perspective, we no longer have to wait for an operations person to provision a physical environment for us. We can go ahead and say, okay, we want this environment, take the virtual instantiation of it, and have that environment when we need it, where we need it, without waiting for provisioning. From a testing perspective, what this means to the tester is the test organization does not have to spend all of that money to build out a physical test lab. And what that means to the testers is the testers can now test more platforms, increase code coverage, less time for testing because they're not worried about maintaining that physical lab. They now have this virtual lab. And for the developers, this is one of the greatest things. Virtual lab management for a developer says no more of that dreaded conversation of it works on my machine. So what happens is the tester identifies a defect, says to the developer, here's the defect, and because that tester is working in an environment as close to production as possible, you don't have sort of those odd things that maybe somebody has installed on their machine to just make things work. So the tester identifies a defect, delivers it to the developer, and the developer can immediately reproduce that defect without any question or conversation. They're communicating in that common defect language, and the developer can then remediate that defect and then go on with what they need to do. So it's a huge time savings advantage, it's a big cost savings advantage, and because of this, and because its profound impact, and the way it's going to be able to streamline that communication and collaboration between dev and test, and eliminate those operations bottlenecks, we believe, as an analyst firm, that virtual lab management will really be the hub of the modern application lifecycle because of the value that it delivers to stakeholders throughout the entire application lifecycle, as well as the line of business. So it's pretty cool stuff.
Wow, wow, wow. Sounds big. So if it's so big, why is this going like hotcakes right now? Why aren't all these people doing virtual lab management right now?
So I think if you think about the word virtualization has really been owned by the companies who have been selling hypervisors. And when you think about the benefit that the hypervisor has delivered to the data center, the ability to reduce the number of servers, the ability to pull back the amount of power that we're consuming, those are profound benefits. But now think about virtual lab management. And virtual lab management has just as much potential to really impact the development and the test organization and that collaboration and communication we have to understand and have within those organizations as the hypervisor did to the data center and server-side virtualization. So to date, we haven't really seen a trusted application lifecycle vendor come out and say, hey, here's a virtual lab solution. We have a lot of smaller virtual lab vendors in the market, and they have great technology, really great technology. But they just don't have the reach into the development and test organizations, you know, the way a trusted application lifecycle vendor would really have. So what we're expecting is that some application lifecycle vendor has to really embrace this technology and say, okay, here's this profound transformational technology. It's not just a feature. This is going to change the way you work between your dev organization and your test organization once you use it. And so if an organization is really using it, they get so many benefits. They have increased communication and collaboration between dev and test, and that's one of the things you were talking about that the developer really needs to have. The test organization gets that environment as close to production as possible, and they eliminate all of those capital expenditures of building out a test lab. Think about how expensive it is to build out that test lab and sometimes have that equipment sit idle, or sometimes you have to go in and reconfigure the equipment before you can test. So you get that environment as close to production as possible. So what that means is less time for testing, increased test coverage, increased number of platforms that you can actually test, and a decrease in the number of defects that are going to go live into production, and you're saving all that money. And so the nice thing about virtual lab management is it works, and the technology is available today. I first saw it in 2005, and it took me about 3 seconds to realize the impact that it can have in the market, especially between the developer and the tester, where that communication and the ability to reproduce that defect is so critical. So what I'm thinking is Microsoft probably has something to say about this.
In just a minute, actually. Hey, if people want to learn more, I know you just did a great report on test that people can go get access to. I know you're also going to be around at our booth around lunchtime. How can people find more out about this, and where can they find you?
Well, as Dave mentioned, I'm from an analyst firm, Voke. Our website is V as in Victor, OKEINC.com. And as Dave mentioned, we just did a report on virtual lab management. So if you come to our website, you can take a look at the virtual lab management report. Microsoft also has access to this virtual lab management report. So I would encourage everybody to, you know, talk to Microsoft, get the report, come to our website, take a look at what we have to offer on our website. And what we have in this market snapshot report is it is a completely vendor-neutral report, and it really discusses the return on investment that people get from utilizing this really incredible technology. And it talks about the benefits that you're actually going to get. We're also going to be putting out a report within the next week on the overall testing market, and we'll take a look at the vendors within that application testing market and really look at the innovation and technology that the vendors are delivering, as well as how they're actually putting these products into market and how people are actually responding to them and using them. So I'd encourage everybody to take a look at our website, talk to Microsoft about virtual lab management, take a look at what Microsoft is doing in there as well.
Great. So
I have one other thing I forgot to mention. On our website at VokeInc.com, we have a webcast series that talks about the top three questions I get as an analyst. And the top question I get is, what tool should I buy? So we have a webcast series that focuses on what tool should I buy for virtual lab management. So I'd encourage everybody to come take a listen to that as well.
That's
as
great.
As well as read the report.
That's great. So we had, along the path of Visual Studio 2010, talked about this product called Lab Management that we had planned to stick around.
Okay.
We'll walk off together in a minute. So we had a plan to ship lab management as a product through the path of Visual Studio 2010, and we talked about it, announced it, and the technology, as Teresa mentioned, it's built on our hypervisor, which is called Hyper-V. It's enabled by System Center Virtual Machine Management. It's integrated with our Team Foundation Server technology. I mentioned that's the hub of our application lifecycle management stuff. It enables, you know, TFS, of course, is the technology that kind of binds everything else together. And you saw Microsoft Test Manager, which is the user interface that enables test case management. It also enables engagement on this lab management set of technologies. It does a lot of things that Teresa mentioned, which is, as a developer, you want to be able to automate the process of building your application. As the process of build happens, you can also spin up an instance of the environment you want to test in. In that case, it might be multiple environments. You might want to test in a Windows XP environment and a Windows Server 2003 environment. Whatever it is that you need to do to test in, you can have that automated as part of your path and have that happen kind of dynamically, which is really fantastic. That's this idea of virtual environment setup and teardown. So there's a lot here, and Teresa mentioned you can, you know, as a tester, you might also want to check in the entire environment with the bug so that the individual can actually see what happens. The developer can see what happens using the actual environment the tester was using. So that's kind of important as well. So as I mentioned, we announced this product in the life cycle of Visual Studio 2010. But we decided that we're going to include this feature functionality into our two products, Test Professional and Visual Studio Ultimate. So if you have either of these two technologies, these will be included and will have this feature of the set of technologies available at the end of August. So all of you, hopefully all of you will have that. One of the things that we did as part of this path for Visual Studio 2010 is we kind of upsized everybody, supersized them. So if you were part of what's called the ultimate offer, your corporation probably got moved up from whatever they were to something higher. So we now have, most of our customers now have ultimate, which is great. And so if you're one of those customers, you'll get this. And of course, you'll already have tests. So this is a big, our big gift to you, and we certainly appreciate you as customers, and we hope you take advantage of all the magic that Teresa just talked about. So let's take a look at this stuff in action. Let's invite Brian Keller back up. And thank you, Teresa.
Thank you.
Come on up, Brian.
Okay. So as we all know, you know, virtualization has been here for a while. Multi-proc machines are here for a while. But actually setting this up and making it real in an application lifecycle managed environment, that's where the rocket science comes in. And that's what lab management is able to do all the heavy lifting for us here. So what you see here is lab management taking a look at my virtual environment. So this is one virtual environment that I've set up. This has a two-machine environment here. So I've got my server running. I've got my client running. And what I've set up here is a nightly build process so that every night I build my software, I deploy it out to one or more virtual environments that can contain one or more virtual machines in there, and then I snapshot that too. So if at any given time I want to see what the state of this environment looked like on Friday night, for example, I could roll back to that. The other thing that we can do is automatically run your test cases as well within those environments. So here are some of those manual test cases that I was running earlier. I've converted those to automated test cases. So as a developer or as a tester that comes in the morning, I don't have to wait to find out if I regressed any functionality. Last night, my build ran. It deployed out to these virtual environments. It ran all of my automated tests. And it tells me at a glance whether or not something failed. Here you can see that this particular test case failed. If I open this up, you can see that I get all of that rich, actionable information that I've come to expect. So here's a PNG file, for example, that shows me that this particular test file failed, and it automatically generated this screen capture. How do we get these tests? Well, let me show you what these tests look like. Within Visual Studio, we have a new test type called a coded UI test. Now, if you remember in the first demonstration, I showed you how Microsoft Test Manager allows you to capture an action recording as the manual tester is going through and executing their test case. Within Visual Studio, you can then import that action recording, and that will convert everything into code. So that's what we've done here. It converted all of the test steps within that test case into code. The only thing that was left up for me to do was write one additional method. And this is my assertion, which actually validates logic on the last page. So here I'm taking a look at the final values within my shopping cart, and I'm doing some math to make sure that they all look correct. The other thing I can do as a developer is I've just received this bug. I see that something has failed, but I want to see it with my own eyes run in real time. So what I can do now is say run this, And this is going to spin up the test controller, take that test, and push it out to that virtual environment for me automatically. So in just a moment here, you'll see that it should launch Internet Explorer. It's going to push my coded UI test DLL down to this machine, and then it's going to step right through that test automatically. So as you're watching this, I want you to think about what it would take for you to set up this environment today. You'd have to go set up not only the physical machines and the virtual environments, set up your build environment, and then figure out how to wire all that together. Lab management takes care of all this for you automatically. So here you can see it's automatically clicking through my application. That's my actual office address if you want to send me a Christmas card. And then there's my failure. So sure enough, we can see with our own eyes that that we're not actually taking into account the shipping. We're not adding that to the grand total. So I've got my bug, and more importantly, I've got an environment here that reproduces exactly what's going on. So I don't have to go back to my own machine. I don't have to requisition additional hardware. Everything I need to reproduce and ultimately fix this bug is contained because of the build, deploy, test automation that we've enabled with lab management. Back to you, Dave.
Woo!